This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, as we continue the back-to-school series, looking at education in Douglas County, talking to superintendents and other folks. And today, Superintendent Robert Freeman of the Glide School District, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me, and really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Glide and brag on all the great things that are happening out there.
So I guess start with the basics. When did school begin this year, and how are things going so far?
Yeah, so we started after Labor Day with students. Staff came back the week before, but we started after Labor Day with students, and boy, we just hit the ground running this year. I'm super fortunate that I have experienced administrators and experienced office staff coming back, and so it was like we didn't even miss a beat, and we got kids enrolled, families taken care of. Our sports programs are off and running, so off to a great start.
How is enrollment looking compared to last year?
Yeah, so we're actually blessed. We have about 20 more students showing up this year. We ended last year with about 750 students, and to start the school year, it looks like we're pretty strong at 770 students. So financially, it's always good to have more students, but hopefully I get an opportunity to talk about a lot of the extracurricular activities that we have in Glide, and thankful that our students have an opportunity to do things. So more students make for more robust academics and more robust extracurricular programs.
So how many staff does the district have?
Yeah, so in total, we employ about 150 people, so pretty large organization. We have 52 teachers, less licensed staff, and three administrators, and six supervisors slash managers. So that makes up our the majority of our staff, and the rest are support staff. Again, really thankful for the committed people towards the Glide School District.
So many new programs this fall, or big key hires or anything?
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember last year, we talked about one of the three tenets of the focus areas the board adopted in the strategic plan was around behavior supports and changing the culture of our organization. We changed our administration positions from assistant principals at the elementary school and at the high school, middle school to more of student support specialists. And we're super fortunate to hire the two people that we have in those positions. And really the shift is in how incidences are handled. And it's very typical, and that was the case in Glide, that when a student made a mistake or didn't follow the rules, we had consequences for them. And organizations are really good at that. Student does X, and here's what happens to them. Changing that philosophy is there's still consequences for students, but it's really more getting to the why. What's behind that behavior? And our two student services specialists, they do a great job of talking to students, building that relationship, including the families, talking to the teachers, and getting to know the situation, and giving students the tools to maybe do something a little bit different next time that doesn't require a consequence. And that change of culture has really made a difference in our organization.
So do you feel like with this model, you're able to help get down to sort of the root of things as opposed to kid just getting in trouble time after time?
100%. And when students trust the adults and view the adults as trying to help them instead of consequence them, it changes the entire dynamics. And I honestly think that's the way we should be doing business anyway. Our job is not to punish kids. Kids know when they do something wrong and they expect a consequence. But really, if we can help them understand the why behind their behavior and, again, teach them different ways to do that, I just think that makes the culture so much better. Perfect example of that is I'm sure other superintendents have talked about the new cell phone policy that the governor imposed on us. And that actually is going really well. That's one of our new policies this year, is where we have have a from bell to bell, morning bell to the afternoon bell, zero cell phones. And our leadership team asked if we could start that at the beginning of the year instead of waiting till the January 1st deadline that the governor put out there. And basically what we did is we trusted our students to understand the rule, understand the why behind it, and then enact that. And knock on wood, we've had very minimal pushback on that. As a matter of fact, the kids are actually policing themselves. And I think deep down, they wanted this also. I think they understood the distraction that cell phones were causing in the classroom and causing that barrier between engaging in instruction and that barrier between engaging with their peers. I got to tell you, I know it's early, but I've seen more kids just talking to each other than I have in many, many years at the older grade levels. Our elementary school already had that same policy in place, so it was zero change for them. But I'm just super proud of our organization and our students on how they've embraced the cell phone policy.
What was the response from parents about this new policy?
Yeah, so I think it was very typical in Glide, as maybe across the state. Nobody likes being told what to do, and I think it was more about the governor's mandate that we do that than the actual rule itself. I think everybody understands the distraction that a cell phone causes, and how that interferes with the instructional practices of teachers, including the students. Like I mentioned, I think the students actually see this as a better thing. So the pushback was more just that it was, that it was a mandate from the governor than actual cell phone policy itself.
I would imagine, if you can go up 5 years up the road or whatever and see sort of a long-term shift that this may provide.
I totally think that that's, we're going to see an increase in academic learning. And, I was thinking that, two or three year progression on kids and families getting used to the no cell phone policy. But honestly, within 10 days of school that we're at, I've seen it already. I've seen kids, adhere to the policy, and parents are calling the office now to get a hold of their kids. So like I said, I think we're well ahead of schedule as far as implementing that policy. But it really goes back to the culture and trust of our organization. So far we're off to a good start.
How many new staff did you have to hire this year?
Yeah, so this year we hired 7 new teachers. And again, I keep referencing this culture that we have going, this positive culture. When we posted positions, we had very strong applicant pools. So it's really exciting to know that people want to come to Glide to work. And I think that's a credit to, our community and our leadership in our buildings, the support we provide to teachers, the four-day work week, I think, is attractive also. But we've hired 7 new teachers and 4 support staff, so not a huge turnaround. But along those lines, one of the things that is kind of evidence of the culture in Glide is that we have about 35% of our staff that graduated from Glide. So we have a huge contingent for a very small school district of people that are leaving our high school and getting into the education field and wanting to come back to Glide to give back to the community. So super excited about that.
Is that kind of a surprise for a smaller area?
I think that high is a surprise. I haven't seen that yet. I know the smaller school districts are better equipped for that. Like people graduate from a small school district and they want to give back to the school that, they graduated from. But I've never seen a district this high. 35% is pretty incredible.
All right, we're going to take a break in Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Superintendent Robert Freeman of the Glide School District. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside alongside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Don Wensley of Camas Valley Charter School on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We're talking about Glide School District today on the Back to School series. Superintendent Robert Freeman in with us to cover a lot of things going on. Not only people, but you've got buildings out at Glide. Kind of a unique situation after the fire a decade or so ago. But how are the district's buildings doing? And do you have any infrastructure or related projects like that planned for this school year?
Yeah, so super proud of our maintenance staff. They do a great job of upkeep and keeping our buildings functional and looking good. And that was one of the things that staff really noticed coming back this year is just how presentable our buildings are. I just think that's important. You know, most districts in Douglas County have older buildings, and you can have older buildings, but super important to keep them presentable and looking clean and taking some pride in your buildings. I will put in a plug now, though, that we Glide School District has a bond that's maturing in 27, and we've started the process to prepare the district to go out and just continue that bond, not add to it, so it won't be any change to taxpayers. But there's a couple things that need to be done in Glide. We are really limited in athletic space. Our gymnasiums really get a ton of use throughout the year. And on any given night in the wintertime, you see elementary kids that are practicing, you know, till 9, 10 o'clock at night, and that's not okay. So the district really could use some more space, not only for our athletic programs, but also community space, too, for community groups to gather. So be listening in the future for more information about extending our bond after it matures in 2027.
So would that just be adding, like, a gym complex to one of the buildings? Or?
Yeah, so we really haven't done any public surveys. I've done some informal surveys, and it really, you know, there's a huge push to try to put the middle school back in its own facility. Several years ago, the middle school was moved up to the high school complex. That really afforded the district a lot of opportunities for kids. We can share teachers and classes, and we basically got them out of a building that the district really didn't deemed unsafe for students. And so there is a push to do that. However, to do that, the cost of a new building would be much more than just flat funding our current bond. And so we'd have to test the tolerance of our voters to see if that's really something they would be willing to vote for. But right now we have the middle school at the high school, and so it's more upgrades to current buildings with possibly an addition of a gymnasium.
Now, I know mental health has really been a big topic for several years in particular, especially coming out of the pandemic. How does the district help students out in that area?
Yeah, so again, super proud of our district. We have a board of directors that adopted a strategic plan that we follow, and in that strategic plan, I'm really charged with opening our doors back up, getting families back attached to our schools, working on attendance, working on engagement. Our focus areas center around parent and student engagement and communication, student academic engagement, and then having that welcoming and inclusive district culture. So how we do that is we invite parents back in. And so at the elementary school, we have a house system, and we actually have parents that help us with this house system. They're house parents, and a great example of how they support is we just had a leadership retreat with our house leaders at the elementary school. We took 26 kids on a retreat, and we had 7 to 9 parents that helped out with that. You know, districts say they want to get parents involved, but what does that mean? So in our district, that means they're actually part of our education process. They're in our walls. They're helping with in the classrooms. They're helping with our leadership programs.
What about financially? How's the district doing?
Yeah, so we're we're like a lot of districts. We're not flush with money, but we're financially sound. We offer a great academic program with good facilities, and we operate within our budget. The PERS hit to the district this biennium and the next biennium that we're preparing for is significant. If we had not had that PERS hit, we could offer and do a lot more stuff, but we're preparing for that. The whole system is tied together when you talk about mental health, your previous question. Financial stability is part of that. And an example of that is I'm a firm believer in kids being tied to our organization through some kind of extracurricular program, whether it's athletics or we have what's called an outdoor club, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But the more kids are tied to something besides just coming to school and learning your core subjects, the better chance that they have to be successful in their core subjects, but successful in your school and then successful after school. So one of the great programs we have is called Outdoor Club, and that Outdoor Club really encompasses a majority of our kids. I brag all the time that at the high school and middle school that we have over 85% of our students do some kind of extracurricular activity. And when you hear some of these things that are happening, you'll see why. So we have a very robust athletic program. I can't tell you how many athletic directors I've had come and just comment on how many kids, student athletes we have that are participating for such a small school. Kind of a victim of our own success. Our football program is doing great, which meant that we had a couple soccer kids decide they wanted to play football this year, which is great, but we didn't have enough for soccer. So we co-opted with UVC to ensure that our kids that wanted to play soccer have that opportunity. Our outdoor club comprises of smaller groups like our Trail Cats, which I'll tell you a really cool thing they're doing here in just a minute, our science club, our fire science program. We have a fishing club, which makes sense, up the North Umpqua.
Sure.
And we have a literature club. And some really cool things that they do is we take the kids hiking. Last year, our kids summited Mount Bailey, and they got to see Diamond Lake and Mount Thielson and Crater Lake from on top of Mount Bailey. We've taken the kids backpacking, and they'll backpack and they'll camp overnight and then backpack back to the bus and come home. One of our big attractions is we take kids caving. We take them down to the Lava Beds National Park and go through the myriads of caves that are offered down there. That's a super popular activity with our kids. We've taken them rock climbing. We have archery. Just all kinds of different things that we do. Back to the Trail Cats. Right now they're working on a project. They've partnered with Glide Revitalization. Glide Revitalization got a grant to purchase exercise equipment, and so we have a nature trail around the elementary school that we are providing exercise apparatuses along that trail, and our Trail Cats are helping put that in. So lots of cool things happening for kids in Glide.
Wow. What about when you look at kind of the future of education? Seems like less people are getting into the field to be teachers. How do you address that?
Yeah, so you either set back and you let that happen to you, or you start promoting your organization and institute some grow your own programs. So an area that I know you're very familiar with special education, not very many people are getting into the special education field. It's a unique position field within education, but one that requires a special skill set and dedication, and a person who loves working with some of our hardest kids, and that's not to mention all the paperwork that goes along with that. So we institute a Grow Your Own program. We seek out the right people that have the characteristics that we know are going to be successful in not only special education, but other programs too, like advanced math and science. And we seek them out, and we encourage them to get into programs. And we not only back that by our support, but we also financially back that too. So we help pay for tuition, and we give incentives for people to get into those fields. So we believe in being proactive, finding the right person and supporting them the best we can, and hopefully keep them in that position for a long period of time so we can get a good return on our investment.
All right, Superintendent Robert Freeman of the Glide School District, thanks for coming in today.
Sure, appreciate it. Thanks for letting me talk about Glide.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.